Rabbi Say, so by popular request, which we call Eli Hyman, there's a conversation about how to eat matzah on Pesach, which Eli requested that we have. So we're going to do that, but I'm going to try to do this in two parts, which the first part is how many matzahs do we have at the Seder? And the consequent conversation about that is how much matzah do we need to eat? So we'll kind of try to do it in two parts. Traditionally, we know what a Seder looks like. We know that a Seder plate has three matzahs. No, I think this is standard. They tell you that one is Kohen, one is Levi, one is Yisrael. This is standard Judaism. The Or HaZeruah writes in Chelak Beis, Hilchos Psachim, Siman Reish Nun Beis. Zok the Or HaZeruah, lo matzanu b'talmud shetzarech la'asas shalosh matzah shal mitzvah. Ela Says the Or HaZeruah, you don't need three matzahs, or I should say, better, we never found in Shas a source that you need three matzahs. What do I know in Shas? So I know in Shas that the Gemara in the Sugya in Brachos on Lamites, when they have Psisin Ushleimin, so it's a machlokes. They make the bracha on the bsis and the pater the shleiman, or do I assume that shleima mitzvah min ha-muvchar? That's the shayla in the Gemara. And the Gemara says that Yireish HaMayim, the Yireish HaMayim was Mabre, the Ravina. What he did is he was meniach prusa betoch ha-shleima ubotzeya. You put prusa betoch ha-shleima. Again, this only makes sense if, let's say, you have soft matzahs. No? You put a prusa betoch hashleima, and you make the bracha. Everybody agrees that on Pesach miniach prusa betoch hashleima umavarech, because on Pesach lechaora they would have one matzah, which is a prusa, which is the kiyum of lachem oni, and the meila, in order to fulfill some element of lechem mishnah, they'd be meniach prusa b'teich hashleima, and therefore they did it. And this is the psak of the Rif. The Rif paskins that what they would do is they'd have one and a half matzahs at the seder. That's the psak of the Rif. There is a different ksav yad in the Rif that Yisrael Toshma points out in his sefer Minhag Ashkenaz HaKadmon, that on Shabbos you need three matzahs. When Leil Pesach is on Shabbos, like this year, you need three matzahs, because on Shabbos there's a real din of Lecha Mishnah. But when Leil Pesach is on a weeknight, let's say the second night of Pesach this year, so then you have only two matzahs, or one and a half matzahs, right? So when Leil Pesach is Shabbos, the first night this year, we'd have two and a half matzahs to have a full-fledged Lecha Mishnah, because the Gemara says that on Shabbos you need Lecha Mishnah, like the Pasuk says by the Mon. But if it is not Shabbos, so then they would have one and a half matzahs. Adkan. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Chametz Umatzah, Perek Ches Halacha Vav. The Rambam writes, you make the bracha on the Tiras Yadayim, you wash your hands again. You were Mesiach Das during the Haggadah, so therefore you have to wash your hands again. And then, Zok the Rambam, you take Shnei Rikikin, Cholek Echon Mehen, Umeiniach Paras Atoch Shalem, Umevarach Hamayitzilach Mil Eretz. Meaning to say, at the Zman of Achilas Matzah, according to the Rambam, they would cut the matzah in half. That means that the entire Zman that they are reading the Haggadah, they would have two matzahs in front of them. The Rambam does not have a din, the Rambam does not have the Seder of Yachatz. Yachatz does not exist if I'm a Rambam Jew. Right, the Rav Soloveitchik in the Haggadah Siach HaGrid points us out that the Rambam does not have yachatz. That means, l'cha'ora, that the Rambam holds that there's a machlokas between the two drushas in the Gemara. On the one hand, I have a drusha of lechem oni, being lechem sha'onim olav tvarim harbe. I also have a drusha of lechem oni as lechem oni. Ma daka sha'oni beprusa. We also have a prusa. The Rambam holds of one, not the other. No? The Rambam does not hold of both. So I'm going to be onim olav devarim harbe, or I'll say he holds of both, but the devarim harbe does not have to be on the darko sho'ani, right? The mitzvah of achilas matzah is on the darko sho'ani, but the, what's it called? But the entire onim olav devarim harbe, the entire Haggadah is on a matzah shlema. Now, if you read the Rambam slowly and carefully, and Rav Soloveitchik has this in the Haggadah Siach HaGrid on page 16. Again, I apologize that I'm doing this from my notes, but this is what happens when time is not long enough to prepare. The Rav said that, you know, we are misalkin as HaKedera, misalkin as HaKaira, the beginning of the of the Seder, no? You say halach ma'anya, then you take the ka'ara away so that the kids ask a question. Okay, that's the basic din, that's Medina de Mishnah. When do they bring the ka'ara back? So it's not exactly clear. You get an impression from the Rambam that they bring the ka'ara back when they say Pesach, Matzah, and Maror, which means that the entire time they are doing the beginning of Maggid, which is the Iker Sibri Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Ka'ara is not there. That might mean that you are not being Mekayim Lechem Sha'onim Olav Dvarim Harbe at all. Now, there are two ways of understanding the Rambam. Either you could say that the Rambam has the matzah in front of him the entire Haggadah, but you're, in other words, you're Mekayim Lechem Sha'onim Olav Dvarim Harbe, and you're Mekaye Ma Dako Sha'ani Beprusa at this man of the Betzia. Or you could say this more wild idea that according to the Rambam, you do not have the you do not have the din of Lachem Sha'oni Molo Tvarim Harpe at all. That's another pshat. So effectively what I have is Hazoi. The Rif had 1.5 matzahs at his Seder. The Rambam had 2 matzahs at the Seder until this man of Motzi Matzah when you break it. The standard, the Vilna Gaon would have his Seder in the Maaser Rav in Simen Kuf Tzadi Aleph. The Vilna Gaon sounds like you have 2 matzahs in front of you at the Seder. Right, so I have the Rambam, the Gra, then it's 2 matzahs. We have 3 matzahs. Our 3 matzahs, many say, are based on the psukim at the beginning of, where is it, Parshas Vayera, when the angels come, and Avraham Avinu is Mekayim, the Inyan of Bikracholim, and Sara Imenu is Pirsa Nida, no? And Avraham Avinu tells her to take Shalosh Sa'im Kemach Solas, Lushi Vasi Yugos. So Shalosh Sa'im means 3. And that might be the source of having 3 matzahs at the Seder. Meaning to say, on some level, the idea of 3 matzahs, besides a Kohen Levi Yisrael, which is like a nice drasha, the idea of 3 matzahs is to, the idea of 3 matzahs is to bring Avraham Avinu and bring the chesed to the Seder. I'm very into, as you know, the idea of chesed, Le'al HaSeder, and I'm into like Moisritim. For that reason, I think it's an important Yesod. The Hagos Maimini is says Hazoi. The Hagos Maimini writes that by the Korban Todah, they had 40 breads entirely, 10 are chametz, and 30 are matzah. We're not going to bring the chametz ones to the Seder. Good? So I'm going to have three different types of matzah, so to speak, to commemorate the three types of matzahs that they had in the Korban Todah. So therefore, we have three separate matzahs. That goes Maimoni Perches, right? Mashana Hagolas is Gimel Matzahs, because Hayotzi Mibes HaAsurim has to bring the Korban Todah. Klai Yisrael was Yotzi Mibes HaAsurim BePesach. And in the Korban Todah, you have Gimel Minim of Matzah. The idea then of three matzahs would be something that is Chayavodam Lerzos Atzimok Ki'iluhu Yotza Mimitzrayim. The idea is to feel, to experience as if we left Mitzrayim at that same time. There are different minhagim that the Balei HaTaisus quotes, that you label the matzahs Aleph, Beis, and Gimel, etc. These mahalchim, though, or let's talk about a fourth shita before we go on. The Sefer Chot Yaakov has, he writes that Medinos Elu Nohagen Lasos Dalar Matzis. Become the Revi'i Matzis Suffolk. Meaning, if there's going to be something that goes wrong with one of these matzis, says the Chot Yaakov, so therefore you bring the fourth matzah. So if I have, well, four shitas, one and a half, two, three, one and a half, two. Two and a half, right? Two and a half, I think, is more standard. Three, which is kind of a variation of the two and a half, no? You start with three, then get them two and a half. And four, which might be, like, say, three and a half, which is the Chot Yaakov, his matzah of the Seder. So there are three, what, one and a half, two. Well, two could be... okay, one and a half, two. Two could be like the Rambam's full two throughout the time until, right? Three, which might equal two and a half. And now I have the Shita of four. I also have this razzle-dazzle Shita, that there's a difference between Leil Shabbos and any other time. The idea of having a matzah, a fourth matzah, which the Chot Yaakov calls the matzah of Suffolk, I think has a chinuch lesson also, which is that when we show up at the Seder, we want to encourage sfeikos. We want to encourage kids to ask questions and say that we have doubts. And Taka, by the way, if you do that, if you bring a fourth matzah to your Seder table, kids are going to ask a question. Like, hey, Dad, what the heck is going on here? No? So I think that's already an interesting point. Now, some of the later Rishonim, I don't know, earlier, like in Yisro Toshma's article, he goes all the way back to the beginning. He also has it in the Sefer Minig Ashkenaz HaKadmon. Like these practices went back for a very long time. Some of the Rishonim say that the reason why you have, let's say, two and a half matzahs is because we're not really sure which of the matzahs is going for the bracha of Hamotzi, and which of the matzahs is going for the bracha of Achilas Matzah, and therefore you eat both of them. Right? That, I think, is a standard, that's a standard mahalach, and that mahalach makes it to the Mishneh Berurah in Siman Tav Ayin Hey, and in Siman Tav Pei Vav. Tav Pei Vav is about the Shi'urim specifically. Tav Ayin Hei is about the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah. It says that you eat two kizesim because we're not sure about which of the matzahs is the Iker Matzah. Which of the ones is really for the mitzvah of alachilas matzah? Apparently, you can't be mekayim both the inyan of seudas yontif and the inyan of alachilas matzah on the same matzah, because that would be a violation of ein osin mitzvahs chavilas chavilas. So therefore, we have two kizaisim at achilas matzah. We have one kizayis when we eat korech, and we have two kizaisim at achilas afikomen. The afikomen represents the korban pesach. We also have the matzah that was ne'echeles im ha-pesach. So that gives us a total of five kizaisim that we eat at the Seder. This is standard Judaism, no? Now, of course, we gotta figure out how large a kezayis is. Right? If I'm supposed to eat five of these things, so how large is it? Right? This conversation, l'cha'ora, is not really dependent on our previous conversation of how many matzahs you have at the Seder. But the way we have it, matzah one, right? we take the three matzahs, we make the bracha of hamotzi, because we want to have a full lechem mishnah. We drop the other one, right? We drop the bottom one, and then we make alachilos matzah when you're holding the top one and the middle one, the middle broken one. And then we eat two kezeis and one from each. And that is the way it says in the Haggadahs. That's what it says you should do. But how large is a kezayis? Shulchan Aruch in Simen Tav Peivov tells me that a kezayis is yesh omrim, that a kezayis is chatzi beitza. Yesh omrim. That's the sheet of the Bala HaTosfos. Zok the Mishnah Brura, that the opinion of the Rambam is that a kezayis is a shlish beitza. The Rambam Shita is that it's a third of an egg. And therefore, says the Mishnah Berurah, Seif Katan Aleph, by a mitzvah d'oraisa, like the mitzvah of achilas matzah, you should be machmir to eat a chatzi beitza. The impression that you get from the Mishnah Berurah is that this is only true on the mitzvah d'oraisa of achilas matzah, but this would not be true on all of the other matzahs that we eat at the Seder. And he writes specifically later on, in the context of a different conversation that we'll have in a minute, he writes that for drabonons like korech and afikomen, so then you have a smaller shear. Then you could rely on the shlish beitza shear. Okay, so one issue is shlish beitza, chatzi beitza. Next issue is, does a beitza mean a beitza with the klipa or a beitza without the klipa? Right, does it mean an egg with the eggshell or does it mean an egg without the eggshell? Now, the size of an egg, the average egg, now I'm reading from Rabbi Willig's article in the Pesach to Go, 5771. So the size of an egg with the shell is 50 cubic centimeters. Rabbi Avram Chaim Noah said it's 57.6 cubic centimeters. That's the size of an egg with the shell. Okay, we're not exactly sure how large the shell is. The Chazon Ish says that we can't be koveya how much the shear is because there is apparently some airspace between the shell and the actual egg part of the egg. So the larger the egg, the more airspace that is that airspace part of the egg, part of the shell. It's really unclear. Reb Chaim Noe says that a klipas beitza is 1/15 of the beitza. Therefore, an egg without a klipa would be 53.8 cubic centimeters. Right? So he has 57.6 as the size of a beitza with a klipa, which the Mishnah Brura quotes stamazoi. And it'll be 53.8 as a beitza without a klipa. So let's just talk about all of the variables so far, no? Half an egg or a third of an egg? The Mishnah Brura says, by Doraisa, you should be machmir. Do I mean an egg with a klipa or an egg without a klipa? That doesn't change very much. It changes, let's say, 1/15. The biggest variable, though, is what we spoke about in the Shiur Mikvos, which is that there are two ways of doing measurements. You could do it the finger way, or you could do it the volume way. So the Gemara Pesachim Kuf Tes tells me that they were Mishair Erevius as being Etzba'ayim by two Etzba'os, by two Etzba'os, by 2.7 Etzba'os. That's Erevius. Based on that cheshbin, we can calculate the shiurim of everything else. Right? The shiur of a mikvah based on that ends up being either 41,000 beitzim or 44,000 beitzim. And that's the way it works. Well, the shiur of challah also is connected to that. Challah, the shiur is the gematria of challah, which is 43 1/5 beitzim, right? Okay. The problem is that in the door of the Neidim Yehuda, in his Tzlach in Pesachim, in Kuftes, and in the Chassam Sefer, in his Shuvas, the Mishnah Brura quotes it, the Mishnah Brura quotes that Nechsam Sofer and the Tshuva Simin Kufchav Zayin, they are all bothered by the stira between the measurement of the fingers and the measurement of the volume. We, the Maisa Rav of the Gra in Simin Kufhe, it says that they bring the Gra a measurement of challah, and they did it the finger way and the volume way, and they didn't Shtim. So the Gra said they should be Machmir on the Deraisa. That's what the Gain said. We already saw earlier the Tashbates in Chelak Gimel, Simin Lamed Gimel, is bothered by the Stira with respect to the Dinim of Mikvos. The Mishnah Brura paskins with respect to the Tzlach, a difference between Deraisas and Rabbonans. The difference between the Oraisos and the Rabbonans, and the Oraiso, you should be machmir like the Tzlach, which is that our eggs today are half the size, or roughly half the size of the previous eggs. When they did this measurement, the numbers didn't work. So one of two things could have happened. Either people got larger, or eggs got smaller. Says the Neidib Yehuda, who is the same person as the Tzlach, everybody knows that people didn't get larger, so therefore the eggs got smaller. Now, there are a few problems with this Neidib Yehuda. Problem number one, I think, is that we do know that people got larger. If you go to the Metropolitan Museum of Art, and you'll see, like, in the Egypt room, or you'll see, like, the door frames are much lower than our door frames, no? A Pesach in Halach is 10 tefachim, right? 10 tefachim, a door is like a dog door. No, like, what's going on over here? Right? So the pashtus is that people today did get larger. Nosaf al kach, the main Talmud of the Neidim Yehuda, the Talmud is buried right next to the Rebbe, is Rebbe Lazar Flakels, the Tshuva Me'ahava. And the Tshuva Me'ahava writes that anyone who saw the Rebbe, anyone who saw the Neidim Yehuda, knew that he had gigantic fingers. So the Neidim Yehuda's measurement, l'cha'ora, is difficult. But nonetheless, the poskim say that you should be machmir that niskatnu habeitzim, that it went halfway. But the Chazan Ish says that me'ikar hadin, we hold like the Rambam, that a kizayis is a third of a beitza. So therefore, you should end up eating two-thirds of a beitza rather than a full beitza. No? That's what emerges according to the Chazan Ish. And then we still have the klipa variable. So the Chazan Ish had bigger shiurim. The Chazan Ish shiur is really the same as the Noga Yehuda Tzlach shiur, the shiur that the Tashbit says we should be machmir on in Yonei Mikvah, the shiur that the Vilna Goyin in the Maaser Rabsim in Kufhei has. But that shiur is going to be only using the Ikar Hadin, the one-third of a Beitza shiur as a Kezayis. The cheshbon for that, Rabbi Willig says, is the Lashon the Shulchan Aruch writes, a kezayis yesh omrim, that's a chatzi beitza. Yesh omrim means that the Mechaber is saying there are some people say chatzi beitza, but there is another opinion also. Min hastam, the Mechaber holds like the Rambam, because that's the way he usually goes. So therefore, me'ikar hadin l'cha'ira, one third of a beitza is a kezayis. That's Rabbi Willig's calculation. Now, there are even smaller shiurim that are possible. We could do the shiur based on the size of an egg. I don't know if we spoke about this today, but my understanding is that eggs today are genetically modified. So you can't really say an average-sized egg, because an average-sized egg, l'chora, would be the way eggs are born out in the wild. Today, they raise chickens to produce eggs. We're not going to discuss the humane conditions that they put the chickens in to produce the eggs, but we'll just leave it like that. But the fact is, our eggs today, I'm assuming, are larger than their eggs. But we have another cheshbon, Azoy. Reb Avram Chaim Noeh, in his Sefer on Shiurim, quotes a Tshuva the Gaonim. The Gaonim say that the reason why Chazal are Mesha'er by an olive is because olives are always around, and wherever you are, you take an olive and you figure out the size. That would mean that the shear is the size of a contemporary olive. An olive ranges from 3 cubic centimeters, again, I'm reading Rabbi Willig's article, from 3 cubic centimeters, which would be a tenth of a fluid ounce, to 7.5 cubic centimeters. That would be less than 1/15 of a hand-baked matzah. Machine matzahs would be 2/15 of a machine matzah. That's Rabbi Willig's cheshbon, which is the cheshbon of using the size of an olive today. There's a book by Rabbi Bavner from Lakewood called Halachos of Kezayis. No? He tries to, I'm really not a math guy. They have like all these svarim about the shiurim. You have the Midos and Shiurei Torah. There's a Rabbi Breish or somebody, Rabbi Benish, Midos and Shiurei Torah. You have different people into the shiurim. It's mamesh, not clear. But one thing I'll say is Azoy. The Mishneh Berurah's maskana is that you should be machmir on these two things by d'oraisas. Be machmir that a kezayis is a half of a beitza on the d'oraisa, and be machmir like the tzlach on the d'oraisa, that niskatnu habeitzim. That means, says Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, that if you want to have big shiurim, second Seder, don't do it. Because the second Seder, everything is Dirabbanan entirely. Even though we paskin that by Dirabbanans, ain't mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavana, and by Dairais is mitzvahs tzrichas kavana. And the Mishnah Berurah writes that the second night of Yontif, you also should be machmir for kavana for the mitzvah. But says Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, for some reason, the shi'ur of achilas matzah is going to be different first night and second night. Right? In other words, by kavana, I'll say that I should treat the second night like the first night. But when it comes to how much matzah I eat, I don't have to do that. So l'cha'ora, what should emerge is as follows. The shi'urim for d'oraisas, we should be machmer two ways. Again, just according to the Mishnah Berurah. Right, the Chazon Ish would be smaller than the Mishnah Berurah, no? Because the Mishnah Berurah says on d'oraisas you should be machmer, like the Baalei HaTosis, that there are two kazesim in the kibbeitza. The Chazon Ish says, no, we really pass like the Ramban, that there are three kazesim. So even if I go like the Mishnah Berurah, so I want to be machmir for one kazayis, the only chumrah I have to have is the first kazayis of al-achilas matzah, the beginning of the Seder. That requires the d'oraisa. So then I have to assume that a kazayis is half a beitza, and I have to assume also that niskatnu habeitzim. So that one kazayis, I have a gigantic kazayis. But every other kazayis at the Seder, l'cha'ora, and every kazayis the second night, so l'cha'ora, there is no reason to be machmir. Meaning to say, the Mishnah Berurah's cheshbon that a kizayis is a chatzi beitza, it would be 50 cubic centimeters. And if you want to double it, you have 100 cubic centimeters. I think that ends up being around two-thirds of a machine matzah. But that's for one kizayis, and that's the real d'oraisa. Everything else you could, right, make much smaller. I think that's the real. I think that's really the halacha, the way it emerges. Okay, Chevra, I'm just going to have to take this phone call. Have a great day.